وانت تسافر تاني.
There are various stories that are beginning to emerge about different people who last Shabbos rush into their cars and travel to the scene of the massacres to help, some of whom were successful in defending others, some of whom lost their own lives in the process, which brings to mind Lashon HaRambam in Perek Beis, Shabbos Lachiyud Gimel. The Rambam presents halachas of pikuach nefesh and Shabbos. It is noteworthy that pikuach nefesh is all of Perek Beis and Shabbos, which to some extent I think speaks about the centrality of pikuach nefesh within Shabbos. But there the Rambam writes, Perek Beis halacha gimel, goyim shed sara la yaris Yisrael and ba'ol eskei mamon and emichal in the Shabbos, etc. Chol magam and ba'ol eskei nefashis, if they come to kill, o she'arichu milchama, she'tzaru stam, yosin aleim b'chlei zayin, you go out with weapons, umachal and alayna sashabis, umitzvah kol yisrael shecholun lavo latzeis v'lazer lachem shebematzor v'latzila miyad ugoyim b'shabis. Mitzvah on incumbent on any Jew who has the ability to come and to help their brethren who are besieged and whose lives are in danger to do so on Shabbos. V'yasa lahem l'smameya l'motzei Shabbos. But we also saw in the immediate aftermath of last Shabbos' carnage and the massive call-up of troops to Tzahal right away afterwards, that aside from the hundreds of thousands of Chaylim that were called up, those inactive Miluim, but many others who weren't called up but have served in Tzahal in the past volunteered to serve anyway. There's one story in the news circulating this week of a 95-year-old who volunteered for duty. Picture of him in his madim with a rifle, who had fought with Etzel during in 48, and his job was to give chizik to other those who are younger than he is. But what I wanted to talk about tonight is what is the halachic justification, propriety, and whether it's indeed appropriate and commendable for someone to put themselves in that situation of putting their lives at risk, where they weren't called up into service. And this relates largely, may relate, to the sugya of whether it's mutter to be machnis yourself to a safek sakana in order to save someone who is in a vade sakana or maybe even who is in a safek sakana. So this sugya was elaborated on by many, but there's one piece at length where Vavadia wrote in the aftermath of Entebbe, and printed originally in Torah Shabbat Pel, volume Yotes, and reprinted all of Rav Avadia's lectures at the Torah Shabbat Pel conference were reprinted in this volume, Masa Ovadia. So he dealt with the issues raised by Entebbe after the fact, and the first issue that he deals with, spends the most time talking about, is before the successful raid on Entebbe, there was talk of exchanging the hostages for 40 terrorists being held in various jails. Everybody discusses the propriety of doing so. This was the Gilad Shalit suggested conversation at a much broader scale decades later. So Ravadia there analyzes the sugya. Ravadia talks about also in Yechavah Das Chela Gimel Simen Pei Dalid in the context of kidney donation. So there are many applications, but the basic hadsa of that sugya of being mapping yourself into suffix sakana to save someone else who is in greater danger emerges from a comment that the Beis Yosef has in Chosha Mishpat Simen Tav Kavav, quoting from the Ghost Maimonios. Simen Tav Kavav, in a trivia curiosity, is the last simen in the Torah in Chosha Mishpat, but it's the penultimate simen in Shulchan Aruch. because the Mechaber has a Siman Tav Kav Zayin on Hilchus Makkah that the Torah doesn't have. So the Torah ends with Siman Tav Kav Vav, where the Torah quotes, that's Tzatzalos Nefashos, the Torah quotes, Agos Maimonios, Avar Alosan Al Damriacha, quotes Yerushalmi, Afilu Lahafnis Asma Besavik Sakana, Chayiv. That a person is obligated, Yerushalmi and Trumas, to be mafnis himself into a Safik Sakana to save someone else, and failure to do so results in a violation of Lo Samot Al Dam Reyecha. Noteworthy, as the Sma points this out in Sifkat and Beis, the Mechaber, despite quoting the Sagos Maimonides in Shulchan Aruch, in Beis Yosef, makes no mention of it in Shulchan Aruch. All the Mechaber writes is Haroas Chaver Tovei B'Yam, a list in Ba'an Alav. So you see someone drowning, you see robbers coming, Chai Rabba, love, an attack by wild animals. The Yachal Hatzilu Hubathman, he has the ability to save him. Oh, she is Rachem Lahatzilu to hire other people to save him below Hitzel, and he failed to do so. Oh, Shashama of the Chachavim, El Mosim, Mechashim, Lav Ra, Otom Lopach, where he heard of plots. Below Gila, Ozen Chaver Vadir, and he didn't inform his friend of these plots. Oh, Sheyada Bav Chachavim, O Ba'anas Shubal Chaver, Viachal Paiso, Beglal Chaver, Lahasim Ashaliba, Vla Paiso. He failed to ward off the enemy. The Chayasim Dram Elu, over Losan Dam Yacha. But there's no mention of this, Sagos Maimonides, that you have to actually put yourself into active Safik Sakana to be matzel someone else from such a compromised situation. So notes the Sma, and he suggests maybe the Mechaber doesn't quote this halacha because it doesn't appear in Rif, doesn't appear in Rambam, doesn't appear in Rush, doesn't appear in Tor. So, okay, there's Agos Maimonides, and maybe it's based in Yerushalmi. No such Bavli. So we understand why the Mechaber doesn't quote it. Even more so, Tiskei Tshuva, Choshe Mishpat, there, Sivkatan Beis, references the Tshuva Saradvaz. Tshuva Saradvaz, Chela Gimel, Simen, Tuf, Reish, Kav, Zayin. Chela Gimel, Simen, Tuf, Reish, Kav, Zayin. Was asked regarding someone put in a situation where he's threatened that if you don't allow me to cut off a limb, then I'm going to kill that other Jew. So are you allowed to, are you mechuyev to risk your limb, to give up your limb, to save the life of another Jew? So aside from the fact that the Ravaz discusses that's not so pasha that cutting off a limb is only cutting off a limb, because he may bleed to death anyway, but he assumes that there is no imperative to risk your own life, even b'malkam safik, to save someone else with Torah Svadai. And he concludes, image safik sakana safashos, hareza chasid shota, desveika didei adif mivadai dechavre. To compromise your limb in that situation, not only are you not mechuyif to do it, but if you were to do it, that is a chasid shota. How do we paskin?
Well, I think in that context, it says berachai.
Yes. So how do we paskin? Not so clear. Aruch HaShulchan writes, HaPoskim vi b'shem Yerusham, Yidachai v'adam l'hafnis asfav l'savik sakana, k'day l'hatzal chaderav, Yishon ishbitu z'abineshe v'shashal l'anamucha sheno chai v'hafnis asmo, mi'a kol l'fiyah inyan, yish lishkol l'inyan b'pelas, you have to wait on a scale, v'lishvers asmo yosem yidai. So it's a case-by-case determination. But the later Achonim point out, Ravadi talks about this in his pieces, that there's another advice. Chelik Beis Siman Reish Yuches. There, the advice seems to be a lot more nuanced. There, the advice sounds like that if the risk to the potential matzil is greater than 50%, or maybe even a suffix a shakol, so then you're not mechuyev to put your life on the line. If it's less than a suffix a shakol, maybe you are. So that's a question. How do we come out in such a situation where you have a potential suffix sakana and the ability to be machnir yourself into that suffix sakana to be matzel someone else in a more compromised situation? So at first glance, this may be relevant to our question. If you're not called up to war, so can you voluntarily go to the army and put yourself in a suffix sakana? However, the matzav of war may be very different than the situations discussed by the poskim we've seen up until this point. Maybe there's a difference between atzalas yachid and atzalas rabim. Maybe there's a difference in a state of war. So Tzitzel Eliezer talks about this in Chelek Yud Gimel Simen Kuf, Chelek Yud Gimel Simen Kuf, where he's done about whether in a state of war, soldiers are allowed to put themselves in danger in an active war zone to save wounded comrades. So in his presentation, first he says, well, maybe that's the same question of be mafnis yourself to safek sakana. But then he points out that there are two approaches in Achronim that aren't that divergent, but are different, that indicate when it comes to atzalas harabim / melchama, there may be a very different approach to analyzing these questions of pikuach nefesh. Next week's Seder, Parshas Noach, the Torah tells us, Perek Tes Halacha Hey, V'yachas Dimchem L'Nafsho Seichem Edrosh Miyad Kol Chayad Rishen Miyad Adam Miyad Ish Achiv Edrosh Es Nefesh Adam. So a person is liable for murder. Seth and Itziv Perish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eimasai Hadam Ne'enash V'shah Shirai Linhog Ba'achva. The whole presentation of this pasuk is Miyad Ish Achiv Edrosh Es Nefesh Adam. So this is relevant when you're in a state of achva. Masha enke mishasa melchama veis lisno az eis larok. When it comes to war, so the normal thing that happens in war is to kill. That's part of the package. That's what war means. Vein onesh az aklal. And there's no liability for murder in war. Kikach knows that all of them. That's how the world was created, so to speak. Quotes the Gemara in Shvuas Daf Mem Hey, Malchus of the Kalachami Shas Shisa Lo Mianesh, that if a king, a kingdom, causes the death of a percentage of its population through its mandatory conscription of that population, there's no liability because they have the right to call those people to war. When it comes to war, the rules of engagement are different. The rules of murder are different. And that's the nature of the world. Rav Schechter quotes, he has a piece, this is printed in Bikvei Yason Simen Lamed Beis, Minchas Chinuch. Sefer Chinuch writes in Tav Kaf Hei, regarding the mitzvah of eradicating the seven nations of Canaan, over Elzeh, Ubaliyado, V'yachal Harga, Meblishe Stakim Zavar. So the Chinuch has a line, if a person has the opportunity to kill a Kanani in a situation where he's not going to put his own life on the line, and he fails to do so, so he violates the essay of Yizmevatel and essay. So Yasem in Chas Chinuch, what does that mean? The Chinuch says, only if you're not going to put your life on the line. Even if you are going to put your life on the line, you should be mechuyev to do so because it's a mitzvah of milchama. When it comes to milchama, we don't rely on nisim. Derech ha'olam ne'haragim mishnei yasdad beis milchama. That's the way of the world, that there are casualties during war. Im kein chazina da torah gazra lilchom imahem after sakana. So what does the chinuch mean only if you're not going to put your life on the line? Even if you put your life on the line, you should be mechuyev to kill the Sheva Amamin b'milchama. That's the nature of war. There's no p'tur pikuach nefesh in a war context. So that's the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch, but the hanach of the Minchas Chinuch is that in a situation of war, so then all rules of pikuach nefesh are off the table. We're not bound by the norms of pikuach nefesh. Rav Schechter also quotes in that context the comment of the Brisker Rav, printed Brisker Rav al Torah, Haftorah for Parshas Beshalach, the footnotes in the fancy Minchas Chinuch, and it's citing this also, that his yeshiv for the Chinuch is maybe the Chinuch is talking about Shalom Bishas Melchama, in a Chanami. Brisker Rav agrees to the Yisod of the Minchas Chinuch. Bishas Melchama, so then there are no rules of Pikuch Nefesh. But the Chinuch is talking about Shalom Bishas Melchama. Shalom Bishas Melchama, if you're not in a state of war, it's not during war, so then you're only mechuyev to kill a Kanani if you're not putting your life on the line. Rav Schechter quotes this in the context of what happened during the hijackings of Black September, where there were shtadlanim that were trying to redeem Rav Huttner by paying ransom to the terrorists. And Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky commented that that was inappropriate, even though in normal rules of Pikuach Nefesh and Pidush Shvuyim, there may be grounds to do so, subject to the rules and regulations of that sugya. But B'shas Milchama, all bets are off. The normal rules of Pidush Shvuyim don't apply B'shas Milchama. You're going to give millions of dollars to the enemy. You'll give $6 billion to Iran so they can divert $6 billion other dollars to fund terrorism. So you're going to pay the enemy so they'll use that to get more weapons to fight you. So B'shas Milchama, all bets are off. So Tzitzit Eliezer quotes this Netziv, which is Ke'ein, that comment to the Minchas Chinuch, that the rules of engagement are differing B'shas Milchama. And then he quotes a different approach from Rav Kook. Shuvas Mishpate Kohen Simen, Mishpat Kohen Simen Kuf Mem Gimel.
Okay.
Rav Kook. So he writes, who learned by the Nesif and Volozhin, he writes, Le'inyan Atzalas Klai Yisrael Kfar Kasavti Le'el, and Yistayti Mitam Aras Shalom Migdar Milsen Agaba. So one element is, when it comes to calculations of Atzalas Klai Yisrael, sometimes, anyway, we're bound by Aras Shah, so normal rules don't apply. Al Shudavar Pasha Kol Kashin Sarf Bezdin Al Zeh, you don't need a Psak Bezdin to tell you that where there's Hatzalis Yisrael on the line, the rules of engagement are different. Milchamas Mitzvah, the rules of Bahem don't apply in the time of war. And that's not only true by Milchamas Mitzvah, it's even true by Milchamas Rishus. Because if it wasn't true by Milchamas Rishus, so what's the heter to even go out to battle in a Milchamas Rishus? So even on Milchamas Rishus, the rules of Achai Behem don't apply. And Rav Kook couches this to some extent in terms of Hatzalas HaKlal situation. So Tzitz Eliezer presents these two approaches. He points out that there are earlier Achronim that have similar ideas of the Chazon Sof, what the Nesiv writes. There are echoes of already in the Chasam Sofer. And therefore, the Tzitz Eliezer writes in the context of his Shaila regarding the permissibility of putting your life on the line to save wounded comrades. Mistabr lomer. So just like you can't learn, there are heterim b'milchama that don't apply elsewhere. So you're not liable for murder by Muhammad the way you are otherwise. So Samaras, the Kashem shall klal shall v'chai ben lochal b'mochama, kach mistabr lomer shall gam klal shall v'chai achi chimach, shall dorch shim chayach ha-komin, gam ken lochal b'mochama, ala kol en shem lochamu ki ish achad, mechuyavim limsuar kol echav yachad es nafshav ba'ad es salas chayu shal mishneyu, v'gan b'avrezen nichnas gam ken mechlali hilcha sibor, v'v'gedr en hagas ha-medina v'takanasas. So whatever you hold about the sugya of mimach nisas ma'vasavik sakana, to be masked with someone else from Savik or Vade Sakana is of no relevance to the issue at hand when it comes to Shas Milchama. And then the Tzitz Eliezer quotes an additional raya to this. He found a Sifri debate Rav on the Sifri. The Sifri writes in Parshas Kiseitse, Ne Aleveche V'Nishmartami Kol Davara, Kasuv V'Nishmartami Kol Davara. So maybe the extra caution a person has to have in the machana of milchama is only for taras maestros. Tamalomer erva applies to erva too. Eli ela erva minayin l'rabas avodazor shvichas damim kilas Hashem. Tamalomer v'nishmartami kol davara. So it comes to include calculations related to Avodah Zarah Shvichas Damim as well. So the Sifrei Debei Rav on the Sifrei says, what do you see? That this Ribui of Shvichas Damim is coming to tell you that within the Machaneh, you can't kill anyone else. So isn't that Pashut? Ella, it's coming to say, it's not coming to tell you that you shouldn't kill someone else in the military camp. Elba lomar, shemroa goy shebalarigas achiv, Lo yalim eina v'lo yavar lo samal darmiyacha. V'yav agav d'meisim asim v'sakana, the nefishi gvarim yakumu olav, So the Sifrei, the Bei Rav on the Sifrei, says that's a ribu here, the Chiddush of the Rabbos, Shvichas Damim, that you might have thought that in a military setting, in a situation of war, you're not mechuyav to come to rescue your comrade if your life is on the line. So even if it's true in general, it's not true b'shas milchama. So quotes the Sitz Eliezer. Rav Asher talks about this, the same idea, in the context of medical treatment. The future is a minchas usher chelak gimel. He writes in chelak kuf kaf beis regarding treating patients who have contagious diseases, Ebola. So the klal of pikuach nefesh don't apply the same way to doctors, as just like it doesn't apply the same way during active warfare, because that's how society is set up. And he says it also doesn't apply, even not during the time of war, to people whose jobs are to protect society. So police and firemen and doctors, so they have different standards in terms of hatzalas harabim and maybe even hatzalas hayachid. And this sefer I took out the library yesterday, Hatzava Kahalacha, written by a Rav Yitzchak Kaufman, sounds like within the Merkaz HaRav orbit, Tafshin and Beis, Haskamas from the then Rav Rashi, Rav Shapira Zuchan Levracha, and the Rashi of Merkaz HaRav, Rav Shal Yisraeli Zuchan Levracha. Beautiful Sefer. So he quotes from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman said the same thing about volunteering as a bomb detonator. Police need bomb detonators if no one's going to do it, so the whole public is in danger. So you're allowed to, if you're employed by the police, you're allowed to volunteer to become a bomb detonator, even if the risk is higher than other jobs in the force. So he then discusses along these lines that this is also relevant to the issue that we started with, volunteering to serve, even if you're not called up, during a time of war. So he assumes in Perek Tesvav, beginning with Se'if Yud, that if you have a soldier who isn't called up from Miluim, either because, I think the rules used to be that if you have at least six children, then you're not called up from Miluim, or if there is a sibling that was Rechman al-Islam killed in battle, or an only child, or any situation like that where you're officially pater, but if you have what to offer, he thinks it's appropriate to volunteer, because in a time of war, Tzal needs whoever they can get who is capable of contributing to the war effort. He writes, even someone who is in Chutz La'aretz, if he has the ability, if he served in Tzal, should volunteer as well. He then writes, that such a person should even be Michal Shabbos to come to Eretz Yisrael. That was last Sunday. There were people here in the U.S. that flew back on Sunday. It was reported, I'm sorry? Right, it was reported that this year, for this week, for the first time in 41 years, Alal is having flights on Shabbos to transport. So yes, Rabbi Willow today, what's the heter there? Why can't they just fly them all today? So he said he thinks that it's because they don't have the resources to fly them all today. There's so many people going back that that they need to fly in Shabbos also. So that's what he writes as well. If you need to fly in Shabbos, so then you fly in Shabbos if you're contributing to the Pikuach Nefesh effort. He quotes, I don't know who this is, a Sefer Tzedel Aderech, not the Rishon, some contemporary Sefer, who thinks that, no, the war can manage without them for another day. Let them fly on Sunday. So he says he doesn't think that's correct, because number one, who knows, maybe they do need you a day earlier. He quotes here that during the Yom Kippur War, there was some officer who had already finished his active duty and was vacationing in the Himalayas and came back. And he got back whenever he got back, as quickly as he could. But he got back in time to relieve his battalion that was fighting on the Golan. They were all exhausted after 4 days of intense fighting, and refresh the troops. And then they were able to win that battle because of his status. Had he come a day later, so then the results may have been very different. Yeah, you're correct. Right.
That's unusual. Why should we assume that one day? We don't know. Maybe it's a right. Any sakana,
Right.
any should be saved. That should save his life.
Right.
Why would he take? What's the start to say that show up one day? It won't be a problem. Maybe it will. Right.
Correct. Yeah. So he rejects that. I don't understand that. Yes. So the pashtus is that if you're needed, so then you go as soon as possible, even on Shabbos. Somebody asked Rabbi Willig a shaila today, and I was on a Zoom with Rabban with Rav Asher earlier today. They asked him also. Someone got the shaila. The local forensic pathologist was asked to come serve in Eretz Yisrael because the one thing that they're shorter now are forensic pathologists. So part of the question is his wife didn't want him to go. But both Rabbi Willig and Rav Asher thought that's also now Bechlal Pikuach Nefesh. It was quoted today that Rav Lau gave a psak, and Rav Asher said the same thing today, that the forensic pathologist should work through Shabbos this week because it's Pikuach Nefesh. Why is it Pikuach Nefesh? Because they need to determine who was killed to know who potentially was taken captive, which that information could affect the running of the war. So all Korach in that is some cheshbon of Pikuach Nefesh. Rav Asher said you shouldn't, isn't necessarily had to go back home afterwards on Shabbos in that situation, but that's also Bechlal, Pikuach Nefesh. So he also says in the Sefer Tzavah Kalacha, he thinks that if your job in the army is your bench warmer, you're bring up the rear and whatever needs to be done off the front lines, but you have combat experience and you're capable of fighting on the front lines, as long as you can be relieved from your kitchen duty, then better that you should volunteer to be on the front lines and contribute to the war effort in that way. He quotes just this other source material for this notion of volunteering during war. The Psukim in beginning of Shoftim by Devorah, the Mishiras Devorah, Libi l'chokikei Yisrael mistadvim ba'am baruch Hashem. That my heart is with the chokikei Yisrael who volunteered. What is that a reference to? Says a Radak. Gedola Yisrael v'shoftav v'manigav sheisnadvu ba'am l'seis l'milchama. They volunteered to go to war. Libi v'rtzoni aleihem. V'yameres aleihem baruch Hashem. So they volunteered, and that's what they're being praised for volunteering. He quotes also the Psukim in Shmuel Aleph, by Yom Yonasan Olinar, Perek Yudalid, beginning of Pasuk Vav, Nosei Kelav, Lachav Nabral Mitzav Arelim, Elo, Layas Hashem Lanu, Ki Ein Lashem Matzor, Lashia, Rafa Ma'at. So they volunteered. They weren't called to war, but they volunteered, and there's a Yeshua based on their volunteerism. We'll just conclude with how the Tzitz Eliezer concludes the tshuva that we quoted earlier. He writes, "Bitzir if Bekach ein din shel behem ein din shel chayacha al Rambam." The me'acher she'ikanes b'kishim l'chama yishan al mitzvah yisrael yif to rely on Hashem Moshiach be'etzara v'yasem nashe b'chapov v'lo yirav v'lo yifchav v'lo yachshav v'lo v'ishtel v'banav v'lo yimchez v'chrono milibam v'yifne mikol dar v'lo milcham. You have to focus on the call of the hour. Kach adinu she'etzarech limchez milibah z'chrono ha'prati z'chrono ha'prati v'lesachei k'guf merkazi achad im kol chaveirav v'lo chamim ha'nimsam b'sdei hakrav. When you're in battle, you have to be mevatel your self-identity for the identity of the klal, the identity of the unit. Ba'ofin shekol echav v'echav mechuyav v'charef nafsho la'tzilas chaveiro mi'sakana He concludes, "Us, Yasa Hashem the flow, Shalamasa Yinasu Kulam, Hashem will protect everyone. Everyone should be saved." Nothing bad will happen. He quotes Sukkot. So our tefillah is that this milchama should end quickly with the victory of all of Klal Yisrael. Everyone should come out healthy and safe. All the captives should be redeemed quickly, healthy and safe. And the haftachos that the Rambam has here should all be mekuyam, and all Klal Yisrael should have a Yeshua bekarav.
Stay krav,
battlefield.